For many American sailors, Annapolis, Maryland on the Chesapeake Bay is the gateway to the ocean and the world. This is where we launch our summer series, Sailing with Captain Fatty, essays from Cruising World magazine editor-at-large Captain Fatty Goodlander. Over the course of the summer, we'll be hearing essays from Captain Fatty, as he likes to be called, as he documents his journey and shares stories with you. Earlier this week, we sat on a quiet boat pier on the Kitty Duval Creek in Annapolis, and through the magic of wireless technology, hooked up with Captain Fatty Goodlander. He spoke to us from the deck of his boat, Wild Card, currently in the South China Sea.
Ahoy, how are you?
Ahoy, I'm fine. You're in Brunei. What's the weather like?
The weather is fantastic here. It's pretty warm, but this is a beautiful evening. We've just had a little squall go through, and the decks of Wild Card, our 38-foot sloop, are wet, but the wind has dropped and all is well.
Is this a place where cruising sailors flock to?
We're off the beaten track. Most of the circumnavigators go from New Zealand to Australia and then to Thailand and to the Red Sea. But we've already circumnavigated once, and we're trying to do a little different. Most people are scared to go into the South China Sea because of piracy. We just sailed through the Sulu Sea in the Philippines and had no problem. So we're fine so far, and there's very few yachts. Basically, there's no yachts around us.
Well, I'm glad that the pirates missed you.
Well, there's actually more pirates operating in the world today than ever before, but it's not a big problem. I've had more problems on the streets of Chicago than I have on the high seas.
You've been sailing for half a century almost. You're going to be sharing your experiences with us in the essays you'll be sending from the Wild Card this summer. I want to introduce the first one.
Ahoy! We're at sea right now along the coast of Borneo, and I'm looking at a magnificent mountain peak, Kinabalu. The wind's about 8 knots. We're sailing 2.8 knots. We have a steady barometer, a clear sky. It is a magnificent day to be sailing aboard Wild Card. Wild Card's our 38-foot sloop, a very modest boat. Cost less than a lot of people paid for the radio in their cars. We paid $3,000 for it. We're on our second circumnavigation. We sailed over 100,000 miles. And people ask me, after 48 years of offshore sailing and living aboard various vessels, that's right, I'm 56, 48 years I've lived aboard. People ask me, Fatty, haven't you got it out of your system yet? Haven't you gotten beyond it? Haven't you matured past it? Well, I haven't, because sailing to me isn't just about boats, and it isn't about the destination of which I eventually arrive at on my boat. It's about freedom. It's about passion. It's about lust. It's about life. I want to be the freest man in the world. That's right. Freedom is my drug. Freedom is my God, and I mainline this drug. I want to be the man who is most capable of doing things at whim. Wild Card is not just a boat, she's a magic carpet ride. I mean, anytime I want, I can just go across an entire ocean. And of course, every kingdom needs a queen. And Carolyn, my wife, my lover, my navigator for the last 38 years, has been with me the whole time. We're going to be traveling throughout Southeast Asia this summer, and we're going to bring you, the National Public Radio listener, along with us. Fair winds, calm seas, and mind the rudder or meet the rock.
Captain Fatty, you and your wife Carolyn, you live full time on the Wild Card. You like to cross oceans. You've circumnavigated the globe, just the two of you. How does it work? I mean, do you work in shifts, sleep in shifts?
Yes, the boat is going all the time. The boat goes 24/7. And we regularly spend a month at sea or so out of sight of land. We're very safety conscious because we live in a somewhat dangerous environment. And always one of us is in charge of the vessel. One of us is the captain, quote unquote. And we even formally say as we exchange the watch, or at times, you know, if I go to the head or my wife gets up or something, she says, I've got the watch, or I say, I'll take the watch. So somebody's always in charge of the boat.
Do you mind if I just pry a little bit? Where are you getting the money to do this?
I'm a full-time journalist. For 30 years, pennies have dripped out of my pen. I never thought I could be a writer because I didn't go to hardly any school. But luckily, I found out that if you're a storyteller and can touch people's hearts on sheets of paper, that you can make a good income. And I actually am making more money than I've ever made in my life, which isn't much.
But you're going to be sharing your stories with us. I can't wait. Captain Fatty Goodlander is editor-at-large of Cruising World magazine, and he joined us on the line from the deck of his sailboat, the Wildcard, off the coast of Brunei. Captain Fatty, look forward to hearing your stories all summer. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Sailing, sailing over the bounding main, or many a stormy wind shall blow ere Jack comes home again. Sailing, sailing.
You can track Captain Fatty's progress on the Wild Card and hear more of his essays at our website, npr.org. Also, we'd like to hear about some of your summer adventures. Click on the Contact Us link and put Summer Adventures in the subject line. If we like your story, we'll arrange to talk to you while you are on vacation and put your story on the air. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.